stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
I just caught the end of that, too.
Yeah.
I know you caught the end.
Yeah.
I saw something about this putz on the news, and I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to it, but he claimed he's a politician.
Okay.
And he claimed that his grandparents escaped Nazi Germany and blah, 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 blah. Now, I didn't just hear what was on the air, but it said now he's saying that he joked about it.
Wow. And then now he's not allowed to go back to any RNC events or... Yeah. So there's just certain things you don't joke about or play around with or lie about.
The tower.
Yeah. You know,
who was the actor on really a pretty cool show, The League? And back in the day before you, we had a couple of The League actors on.
Okay.
Did you ever see The League?
No.
It's about fantasy football. I think that was the name of it.
Okay.
And one of the actors on it lied that a family member went down with the tower or he was in the tower.
Oh.
I don't remember the whole story. Allegedly. Just so I can't be sued.
Yeah, there you go.
And yeah, so he fibbed.
Wow.
Why lie about stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it all comes out.
It all comes out.
What's in the dark always comes to light.
That's definitely true. Ryan Jensen.
Yeah.
21-day practice now.
Activated the practice squad.
Well, he can practice for up to 21 days. You're going to use him in the run against Dallas?
You got to. Got to stay alive. And can he do it all by himself? Can he just be like just one guy up there, just Brady?
He's Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah.
So what they're going to do, because he's been working on this over the past couple months, okay?
Yeah.
He is Stretch Jensen. So what they're going to have both tight ends grab, like the tight end on the left.
Oh.
We'll hold
like rugby.
Right.
Like the scrum.
Well, we'll hold his left arm.
Yeah.
And then Rob Gronkowski, when they re-sign him on the right, will hold the right, and then they'll just stretch him out. Let's be honest. They miss Ryan Jensen.
For sure.
And I don't know Ryan's in locker room. Is he in the locker room? Has he been in the locker room? But they miss his attitude,
presence, right.
His presence,
for
everything
sure.
about it. And you can see that. You know, they don't have it. There's nothing you could do. He got injured early, you know, in training camp. But losing all three of those guys, you know, has been awful.
Yeah.
Happy for Kappa. Big game on Monday night. Big game. I believe it's Cincinnati versus Buffalo.
Okay.
It was cool seeing Alex when he was in town, by the
way.
Yeah,
it was great to see Alex.
Awesome. And I thought it was funny you didn't know the other guest.
I didn't recognize him. Look, you cut your hair.
He lost half a person.
75 pounds.
Yeah.
But he looked great. Looked like he's really taking care of himself.
And just so it's not a personal conversation, Ali Marpet stopped by.
He did.
To catch up with Alex Kappa and myself.
And you know, unlike J.J. Watt, you know, maybe retiring because it's the end of a career, you know, Ali walked away in this prime. You know, he was right there, and he said, you know what, this isn't right for me. Like, it's not good for my mind, my future, my safety. And so he walked away in his prime, and he looks great. He looks really, really good.
And back to what we were talking about in the first hour, big ups to him. But who are we to tell him to walk away, whether it's him or J.J. Watt or anybody else?
Andrew Luck did the same thing.
And who are we to say, no, stay?
Right.
No, walk away. It's up to them. It's up to them to make a decision.
Sure.
I'm curious about something.
Okay.
I try not to get too controversial. I do want to talk about Tua, by the way. So
okay.
I want to bring
another
that back
concussion
up.
Protocol.
So somebody put a photo up, and you know me, I had to respond. Some of our athletes that were taken from us.
Okay.
And it was a picture, and Stefan wasn't in it, and he added, plus Stefan. I can't think of who are some of the
athletes
that passed away.
This year?
Anthony Johnson was in the photo.
Yeah. Was it all combat sports or all sports?
I think it was mostly combat sports. So can you think of anybody else? Because I can't think of the photo.
Elias Theodoro.
All right. It was Elias. It was Anthony Johnson.
Yep, Rumble.
It was David Frank. Clark, Johnson, Smith, what's his name? The Power Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
David.
Yeah, I'm not a Power Ranger.
And it was, I knew Jason. Jason has been on my show.
He was a legit martial artist, right?
He was legit.
Yeah.
He sent me a gift that is in my personal studio, which is pretty cool. It's of all the Power Rangers signed by him.
Uh-huh.
It's really pretty cool. So it's going to be shocking when I say what I'm about to say.
Okay.
I said that photo, I agree with that photo, except for Jason shouldn't be in it.
because he took his own life.
He took his own life.
And Twitch from Ellen's show.
Yeah.
Same thing.
He wasn't in the photo, but same thing. To me, I don't combine the two. So this person came back, and he did mention Stefan by name, but he said, you don't think the steroids had anything to do with? Of course it did, in my opinion.
With Stefan?
Yeah, with Stefan. You know, if you have a heart attack or something like that, it's...
I don't know about that.
Absolutely.
I don't.
It may not have been the direct, but it could have been an indirect. When you take steroids, you're doing something to your body.
We don't know. It could have been a COVID vaccine complication. I mean, people are dying left and right.
It could have, and that's not what I'm saying.
The World Cup are just collapsing on the field. And I mean, we don't know.
We don't know. And that's why all I said was, that is not the same as you taking your own life.
Right, no question.
Of you being selfish and basically ruining your family's life. Because you couldn't seek help or ask for help.
For sure.
Or reach out for help. I still have not gotten back to, even though they've texted me a couple times, the military suicide podcast.
Yeah, why aren't you going to do that? And Captain Kelly got me a Navy hat so that I can start wearing a veteran hat like you have.
I will personally punch you in the face.
No, we are equal now.
No, we're not. We're
I just served my duty. I was out on a ship out to sea. I was out for a full week in the Bahamas and Jamaica.
You are an idiot.
What's the difference between what you did and what I did?
First of all, I worked on the ship.
I mean, you didn't
eat at the buffet.
I did. but I paid my dues. I spent my time at sea.
No, you didn't pay your dues.
I was out of ship.
I honestly, you know, with how fragile you are, and I don't want to make light of mental, you know, health, as fragile mentally as you are, you couldn't last 6 months.
On a boat?
On a boat.
Well, my ADD kicked in about day two. And I'm like, can I get off this boat? I mean, it was like, it's torture for me because I couldn't go anywhere.
Exactly. You know what?
So I'm stuck.
I was in the military, 4 years active, reserves, 6 years, maybe 7 years. I don't remember. The worst 2 days of my entire military career. Okay? The worst 2 days. Not how I was treated. You know, I told you that a guy reached out on Facebook. He wanted to meet and apologize for how he treated me like crap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. You know,
he was a little remorse.
Down in Miami.
On a deathbed and he wanted to clear
his
conscience? Pretty much.
That's what he said.
Okay.
He was going on Miami on a cruise, but he's on his deathbed. and he wanted to, you know, feel better about himself. I said, I wouldn't walk across the street, not alone drive to Miami, to make you feel better. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you did what you did. I got through it.
Right.
All of that, all the hazing, all the bull crap, the absolute worst 2 days of my 6+ years of being in the military. It's called a fast cruise.
Okay.
We were in Newport, Rhode Island. The ship, I think we might have been in Boston still. And coming out of rehaul and, you know, we redid the whole ship so that we could do one cruise and then decommission it. Our government makes a lot of sense. So what we did, it's called a fast cruise. It's where you pretend to be underway.
What do you mean?
You pretend. You go through the motions for 48 hours. You are attached to the frickin' dock, and you can't leave.
Oh.
You're pretending. So, you know, you go on watch from 6 to 10. Then you're off from 10 to 2. You're napping, eating, cleaning, whatever. Go back on watch from 2 to 6, you know, whatever. And then you see, like, the workers are, like, just walking off the dock and going home. And they'll be back in the morning. So, taking the ADD... When you're in the middle of the ocean, you can't get off. We were still moored, and we couldn't leave for 2 days. That was bad.
Well, I feel like we're equal at this point. I feel like we've...
You could go in the military for 40 years, and we still wouldn't be
here. That's not true.
No, it's definitely true.
No, but I feel like we're both, you know, Navy vets.
No, I'm a Navy veteran. You're just a seaman.
Wow. They're going to bring that joke back.
Hey, whatever it takes. The UFC is raising their pay-per-views.
I think they should lower it. I think the buzz of the UFC is a little tarnished. I think it's too many events, too frequent, not enough fighter development. I think they really should slow it down, either less frequent events or they should lower the price to get more views and more.
They can't have less events. Because they have contracts. So they have X amount that has to be on ESPN. They need to do pay-per-views to make the money. Even though, I don't know if they make as much money at the crowds, even though it's in the millions. than the streams. But what I thought was funny, and it's funny, you know, that's all I can say. I'm not agreeing with it. I just think it's funny.
Okay.
When people responded, they go, like, we care. We've been stealing the stream since 1990.
It's true.
It's just funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's just part of life. I mean, I'm sure back in your day, you guys split cable and probably had one cable coming down the street and you spliced off. And
no.
You and your three neighbors, known as your kids, probably shared one feed. Allegedly.
No.
Weren't you guys part of that cord cutter whole thing?
No. What's cord cutter?
Cord cutter was your sponsor on the show. Alex used to do the commercial for it. When they got rid of cable and like streaming services.
Well, but streaming services are not stealing.
It was back when it first came out.
I don't know. I think you're mistaken.
You don't think so?
I think you've mistaken me for somebody else. What's going on with these the wing deal you're doing?
I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. Like, I'll be honest. We used to have a lot of... We had a really good lunch crowd at Tour de Pizza 2 when the radio show was going on. So from 2 to 4, people would come. And it was very similar to like the press box. There would be people come and eat. And it was great because it created a backdrop and of a live studio audience. But here at the Racquet Club, because we're not in like public, it's like a private club, it's quiet. There's no leagues during this time of day. The kids aren't here yet because the private lessons don't start till later in the afternoon when school's out. So, you know, it's really a way to drum up a live studio audience again, kind of like what you've used to at the press box when you did the show for 35 years or 19 years from the press box. So that's it. So we're going to do like a wing, hot, spicy wing Wednesday challenge, you know, and get hot sauces and make our own hot sauces and have people bring in their hot sauce to try to, you know, burn us up, man. Like,
is that legal, though? Can you're going to allow people to bring in something they make?
Yeah.
And then you're going to give it to somebody else?
Sure. I'll tell you who cannot participate in this challenge, though.
My grandfather.
No. So you're from Pinellas Park area of St. Pete. There was a place on 66th and Park that was called Taste of Punjab. And I went in confident that I would eat spiciest food possible. So I said, do not make it Americanized. Do not make this watered down. I want what the chef eats. What he eats, I eat. So I got a curry, shrimp curry. The waitress, oh, are you sure? Are you serious? I'm like, yes, give it to me. So I'm with my wife. I bring it, and they come out, and this maroon salsa is so hot that everybody's gasping for air because, like, as they walk through the dining room with it to serve me, people are choking on the fumes, right? Then all of a sudden, the guy with a turban comes out from the back of the kitchen, and just like your grandfather, wanted to watch me eat this food. I take three bites, and I'm like, it's not so bad. But then it kicked in.
Right.
And then every, like, orifice I had in my body was leaking. My eyes, my nose, my mouth, like, my ears, everything was leaking. So then, to save face, I'm taking, like, sugar, and I'm dumping it on my tongue. I'm like, trying to take the right to, you know, rice pudding, like, I'm pouring it in my mouth. And I push everything around, make a huge dent in the middle of the plate to look like I ate some of it. And then I asked for a to-go box, politely. I walked straight to the dumpster to toss it in, drove away, and I've never asked for anything authentic again. Not even my friendships are authentic because I'm so scarred from.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Yeah. But if you have a hot sauce that you think can make me cry, then bring it.
There you have it. I'm going to bring this commercial break because I need a sip of soda after that story. that was pretty good. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stab Song. I'm not aware.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Kurt Gowdy, and you're talking sports with Randy Hare.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
It's ReliaQuest Bowl 2023, and it's going to be big. Watch the Mississippi State Bulldogs passing leader Will Rogers take on the Illinois Fighting Illini's Chase Brown, the nation's second leading rusher. It's SEC versus Big Ten. Be there. The battle kicks off noon Monday, January 2, Raymond James Stadium. Do not miss it. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. And they have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Alex Smith, quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
What are you shaking your head at?
Just some of the stories that come across the internet are just mind-boggling. Like this one, did you hear?
I didn't.
Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Dennis Eckersley's daughter, criminally charged in New Hampshire. She left a newborn baby in the freezing temperature outside at a camp. She, like, had a baby premature. I mean, just it goes to show you, like, how successful and how much money and, like, fame and resources.
Doesn't do anything for stupidity.
Everybody deals with the same, you know, people have problems and issues. And
so, is she being charged with murder?
I don't know if the baby died. It doesn't say. Well, I'm sure it will if I keep reading it, but. She left the baby inside the tent for 73 minutes in 15-degree weather.
Sad.
They found the baby infant struggling to breathe. They saved life-saving measures on the child and rushed him to the hospital where he was intubated to assist his breathing.
So survived, but is in...
Officials believe she was high on drugs at the time, although she denies it. But
well, like I've been told, you know, upset, offend everyone. I would do some serious damage. And she should receive some serious damage in prison. Because that would be just like being a child molester to me in prison, where they're not liked. You know, when a child molester comes into prison, well, I believe if that story is true, allegedly, that's what I would consider that as well. Something we haven't really talked much about. And we'll talk about this first, because this weekend is a very big weekend. A lot of things are going on this weekend, starting with your national championship games.
Oh, yeah.
We really haven't talked much about it.
Yeah, there's football still on.
There's bowl games that are going to go on for the next 4.5 months.
But the Outback Bowl is no longer Outback Bowl.
It is not. ReliaQuest?
ReliaQuest?
Now,
are you excited?
ReliaQuest Bowl.
No, I know there's local ties to Outback here, so I'll say this politely. We used to go for the food.
For lunch.
because it was sponsored by Outback.
And then a football game broke out.
But they really were pretty stingy with the shrimp and like the good stuff. Like they put out a little bit of chopped meat and
all right,
like a first little
of all,
chicken.
First of all, you're very offensive.
I mean, I'm just
saying. No, hold on. You're an idiot. No, and I mean this, so sincerely. I'm not playing on anything. You are a moron.
Okay.
And I've ripped media that have done things and said things as stupid as you just did. NCAA finals at the whatever Thunderdome, Tropicana, whatever it was called at the time, and some complete donkey ripped the free beer in the media room.
Yep.
And I wish lightning would have hit him in the middle of his forehead. Okay? First of all, be lucky that you got in for free. Then you're eating for free. People don't want to hear about it. People don't feel bad. And no, I think you're wrong. I don't think they've ever been stingy in there.
With the shrimp?
They allow you to come back as many times as you want.
Yeah, but they give you that dirty look and like kind of like, oh, you
now,
again.
Now you care what people look at you like.
Or they give you one shrimp and a little souffle cup.
Well, that is that.
It's a little cheap. Like, just give us five. You know, I'll come back later, but like, just give me five. And even the big shrimp that walks around the field, he has nothing on him. So like, you go up and you're like, hey, can I get a refill? And he's like, I'm not working. I'm like, yes, you are. You're in costume.
Give me a shrimp.
Give me the shrimp. You know, so, but yes, I hope that the Goliath Quest really bring the food. I hope they want to put out a good statement, their first bowl game.
So you're not going as media.
Well, yeah, I'm going as consuming media.
Consuming lunch.
But I think it's important that they set a good tone, a good, you know, standard.
Again, you're an idiot. Like, you are.
Well, the Bad Boy Mower Bowl, like, I was disappointed. Like, they didn't give me a mower.
Did you know that they even had the game on Friday?
There's a game on Friday?
Yeah, it was what used to be the...
Oh, the Gasparilla Bowl.
Yeah, it's now the Gasparilla Bowl.
Yeah.
It used to be the Bad Boy.
Yeah, the Bad Boy Mower.
Yeah, I had no clue the game was on Friday.
Who played?
I have no idea.
Where was it at?
Wake Forest played.
Was it in Raymond James?
Yeah, it was at Raymond James. I didn't see here. I forgot about it. I didn't even get credential for it.
Aren't bowl games supposed to be at the end of the year, like the New Year's Eve, New Year's Day?
Well, they're the big ones. But now it's kind of like getting a participation trophy. That's what all these bowl games are. They're participation trophies. And big ups. Okay, whatever.
And that's why all these athletes are opting to like forego it, because if they get injured, it seriously diminishes the amount of money they'll make on their first contract if they get drafted.
Zero issues with them doing it.
Really?
Zero. Zero. If it's okay for a head coach to leave to better himself.
You talking about Deion?
Not just Deion. Anybody.
You like that Deion's bringing Louis Vuitton bags and like getting like athletes like sponsorship deals?
Ed Reed just got a head coaching job.
Really?
Ed Reed, Hall of Famer, Bethune-Cookman is now the head coach there.
Okay.
But no, if anybody can leave, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And yeah, if a head coach leaves because he gets a better job, not the contract's up. Contract's up, that's different. If he leaves in the middle of his contract and leaves on his team, then why shouldn't a player do it? And let's be honest, and I know Caleb, who's out of town, I just found out. That's why his seat is empty. Has stayed in touch with a few people from college. It's kind of like, who do you talk to from high school?
Oh.
Right?
Nobody.
I think I've talked.
A couple, maybe. Five people.
In the last X amount of years, I could probably count on one hand. So you don't think about it. You move on.
How many people you still stay in touch with from high school?
One? Two? I mean, there's a couple on Facebook. You know, we may, hey, how are you? You know, or they respond to my photos of the baby. But, like, I hate going to the reunion. Eddie Sassone is the one who made me go to a reunion once. I go, I don't want to go. I ran across somebody at USF at a basketball game. I think it was a basketball game. I said, hey, are you going to the reunion in a couple of weeks? He goes, no. I go, why? He goes, if I wanted to stay in touch with these people, I would have.
Yeah.
What do I need to go to a reunion for to go see people?
Now, what kind of person were you in high school? Like, what
a learner.
Were you?
Yeah, I've never needed, wanted, you know. I had three jobs when I was in high school. I didn't have time to hang
out. Bad Boy was one of them? Was that a job?
Bad Boy was a job. Okay. No, it was a job. I didn't get paid much, but I got paid. I worked at there was an old mall that used to be in Pinellas Park. I had three jobs at the same time, all the time. Because when I grew up, and I had a great life growing up, but if I wanted it, kind of like, who's the millionaire, Mark Cuban?
Yeah.
You know, if he wanted a pair of sneakers.
He's a billionaire, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. With a couple B's.
Yeah. Got a couple of those.
So I hustled. I worked, you know, I didn't want to hang out with people. I didn't care. There was a couple people, and I've stayed in touch with very few. And I feel just okay with it. Heck, I hang out with this guy who went to the same high school and I didn't even know than I do anybody from back then. Wasn't important to me. So where were we? Why did you take me off on this tangent?
I don't know. I was just asking.
No, we're talking about the college games or whatever. Oh, the players leaving.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, they're friends, but they just met. They've known these guys for a year, 2 years. 3 years from now, you won't even talk to those guys you played with.
Yeah.
Right?
But is it smart for the athletes to not play in
Absolutely.
The bowl game because they're meaningless?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Even if it's meaningful.
So it wasn't a, who was the running back from Miami that got injured on the last game of the last season?
Went to the Buffalo Bills.
McGinnis?
Edgerrin James.
No, it was Willie McGinnis or something like that?
I thought it was Edgerrin James.
Was it? No, I don't think it was Edgerrin James. I don't think he got hurt in the final game. It was a different guy.
No.
But yeah, I mean, so that's the risk you run is if you blow an ACL, a career-ending injury.
Let's go to Dr. Google.
Yeah.
Who was the Miami Hurricane running back that got injured in the bowl game? Probably a list of them. Willis McGahee.
Yay! Hey, what's up?
Right, so we both were wrong.
Well, but I was closer. So that counts, right? It's like horseshoes and hand grenades.
You can't say that. You say hand grenades, you make it.
You can't say hand grenades. I can say hand grenades.
I can't.
I can have hand grenades at the press box,
yeah, and
walking around. And
no, I see nothing wrong with it. You know, it's a what have you done for me lately world. And like I said, if a coach can leave, if a coach can bail, and it doesn't have to be your coach, any coach. If a coach from that team down the road can do it, yours could have done it if a better opportunity came. You protect yourself.
Do you think there will be more of that as the NILs get more ingrained in college sports and high school sports?
If you think there's a potential, why would you play? If you think there's a potential of being drafted.
Because you want to finish with a championship. You want to win the Outback,
hold on.
Normally known as Outback Bowl championship.
No, I don't
ring.
Think you think they care. I mean, they may care about a national championship.
I mean, I think if you're like going to sell insurance for a career after you're done playing college football,
of course you play.
You need a championship to show like that you did something athletically and that you achieved something.
I'm not even going to say that way. If you don't think you're going to go on to the next level, like my brother, who was very successful in collegiate baseball, had zero interest.
Right.
Zero. If you have zero interest in moving on and up, then play. You know, you're not going to hurt yourself. There were teams that wanted to draft him, and he said, don't bother. Zero interest in riding buses. So if you don't think you're going to go on to the next level, then yeah, sure, go out and have a good time, play. You know, stuff happens, and if you get hurt, you know that could happen at any time. But if you think you're going to be a first-round draft pick and the game means nothing, the decision is, say you play for Georgia.
Right. That's a national championship ring you're giving up. Or do you still get one because you're on the roster?
Yeah.
But they still get one.
I don't know if they get rings, but, you know, they all get
Does
gifts.
That change the narrative? Like, could you talk about, do you get a ring? Does it mean anything if you didn't contribute to it? So if you go to the national championship game, you were on the team all year long, you opt out because you don't want to get hurt for your NFL career and the big payday for your family.
I would say no, you don't get it.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Why would you get it?
Because you got them to that place. Like, you got them to undefeated season.
No.
You got them to, like.
And you left. You know, it's like in the majors, if you get traded, I don't know how many days, this, that, the other, but the team votes on whether that player should still get a ring.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So never burn bridges.
So I still got a chance.
What? To get on a bridge?
To get a ring. That's what I'm missing. I need a ring. I need hardware.
Go down to the dinosaurs. They'll hook you up. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Lance Parrish from the 84 World Champion Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, If you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
It's ReliaQuest Bowl 2023, and it's going to be big. Watch the Mississippi State Bulldogs passing leader Will Rogers take on the Illinois Fighting Illini's Chase Brown, the nation's second leading rusher. It's SEC versus Big Ten. Be there. The battle kicks off noon Monday, January 2, Raymond James Stadium. Do not miss it. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Randy Harris here, and once you check out the vinyl image, your search will be over. This is the gift. Perfect for the man cave, she shed, kids' room or garage. Get your favorite band, animal, sport, military, or custom your own record design. I already put my order in, and so should you. Vinyl records are back. Tune in to Knockout Radio for details on how to win a gift certificate to thevinylimage.com.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
You don't need to be in the military to take advantage of Military Case Surplus, where you can buy pre-owned storage cases up to 80% off. Most cases are waterproof, airtight, and in excellent used condition at unbeatable prices. Military Case Surplus is located at 8989 Ulmerton Road, Suite B, in Largo. If you need it, they should have it. Call 727-276-8716 or come see them. We all need storage, and Military Case Surplus can save you a lot of money. And they're cool as well. Check them out on Facebook at Military Case Surplus.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sergio Garcia, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We need some updated liners.
Sergio Garcia.
What about him?
That's a great golfer.
Great name, too. All right, so Georgia takes on Ohio State. TCU takes on Michigan.
Yeah.
Looking forward to some good games. That's on Saturday. On Sunday, you have the biggest game of the year for the Tampa Bay area and the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah.
Taking on the Carolina Panthers.
So if they lose, they're out of the playoffs?
No.
Okay.
If they lose, now everything is in the hands of the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
Then the Bucks would need to win. I'm pretty sure they have a one-game lead right now.
Okay.
So if they beat Carolina on Sunday,
it's automatic.
It's automatic.
Right.
If they lose,
they lose the tiebreaker because they lost to.
Now they're tied with one game to go.
But the Panthers beat them earlier in the season.
Well, they would have beat them both times.
They get the tiebreaker.
Exactly. That's why then what they need is they need to win the last game against Atlanta, and Buck fans have to do something that I'm sure they would rather stab their self in the heart than to root for the New Orleans Saints to beat Carolina.
Okay.
So there is still an out, but this is what you want. You want it in your hands.
Sure.
You want everything on the GOAT, on Tom Brady, on the O-line, on the defense, step up, do whatever you need to do, win that game on Sunday. Then, of course, Monday, we have the bowl game. I'm expecting a very emotional game on Monday.
Really?
Well, with the passing of Mike Leach, you know that there's going to be something, whether it's pregame, halftime, something said, which will make it pretty emotional. But before we talk about Sunday, we talked about the championship games, the two games on Saturday.
Yeah.
We talked about the Bucks game. And I would have loved to have gone to the event I want to talk about. But unfortunately, I'll be at Tampa Stadium, at Raymond James Stadium, covering the Bucks versus the Panthers. If I was not there, I very possibly could be here at Tournament to Pizza on Sunday.
Yeah.
Thank God I'll be at the Bucks game.
Wow, you can always cut that short if if it's a blowout, you can always turn away like the other networks do.
If it's a blowout,
you may still be able to make it in time, Randy Harris.
If it's a blowout, you may see me. What's going on Sunday?
All right, so Sunday, I obviously on this program, I have a role that I play. You know, I say the offensive things that everybody thinks, but they can't say. I do the silly jokes that nobody does, you know, just for the sake of entertainment.
Nobody finds entertaining.
You know, I'm the shock jock that you decline to accept as yourself, you know. So, you know, it's a role that I play. But in the real world, you know, I own a pizzeria and I'm in hospitality and that's what I do. But that's not what I am. And that's not what I'm passionate about. You know, that's what I do to pay my bills, to support myself, my family. But really what I'm driven to do is change people's lives, to inspire people, to motivate people, whether it be through the pizza diet of education on how to eat healthy and make better choices, how to set goals and achieve them. So I took it all the way to the bodybuilding stage and become a champion. And so I started to develop my own concept of a motivational speaking seminar called Cooking Up Confidence, how to manufacture your own self-confidence from within. We see mental health on the forefront. We see it in pro sports and athletes. We see it in recent suicides that you see online, like Ellen DeGeneres and others. And no matter how much money you have or no matter what you have succeeded in achieving, you know, we all have issues that we deal with internally. It's internal emotional baggage that we all have. And I've never seen a motivational speaker illustrate emotional baggage and how to separate those from yourself so you can still move on towards your goals. I developed my own concept. It's free to the community. It's going to be from 2:00 to 4:00 here at the restaurant. It's going to be a combination of vertical training, which we've talked about in the past, of training sympathetic nervous system, stretching out your vertebrae, decompressing your spine, and teaching people how there's a more optimal way of working out to get healthy and fit. With New Year's resolutions on the forefront, most people fail because they turn to a drill sergeant type of workout training. They go to the gym, the personal trainer beats them in the ground. They can't sit down for a week. They can't move their arms for a week. And really what it is it's emotional trauma that's stored in the brain. And when it's reintroduced, whether it's a sound or a smell or a flashback, it dumps cortisol and adrenaline into the bloodstream. And you're never going to get results in your physique, in your lifestyle, in your goals, if you can't manage your emotions. So I train people how to work out in a different way. I have the ice bath therapy. We're going to have 3 different water tanks. We're going to have the pool here, which will be set at ambient temperature, the outside temperature of the air. We're going to have a moderate temperature and a wading pool. That'll be about 50 degrees. We're also going to have a ice barrel, which is going to be at 32 degrees. These are going to give people the ability to do cold plunge therapy. So in sports and athletes, you see in the NFL, you see players like Caleb, you know, after they go and play football, they sit in ice tanks for a muscle repair, cut out inflammation, joint pain, right? But there's more to that. Submerging your body in cold water spikes dopamine, which is the part of the brain that's responsible for motivation, for personal goals, for achieving goals, to stay on task. So while New Year's resolutions fail, it's because people lose motivation. So by putting yourself in cold water, you can actually stay accountable to your goals. I'm going to give people that opportunity to experience that. I'm going to give them my story, my motivation of how I became a champion from inception to ramping up processes to formation of companies and LLCs to replacing a hobby and a side job with your primary income. So the old adage of you'll never work a day in your life if you love what you do, right? So, and then how to scale that to go to passive income when I lived in Brazil, set up infrastructure of how to work and live passively where I had money come in weekly. I had passive with my time. I was able to live in another country, live abroad, but still had freedom of my time. So I'm going to help people achieve the same life that I've built for myself. So it's free to join. I'd love to see you guys all here. Randy, if the game is a blowout and you're tired of watching the Bucks get beat on Sunday, then come on by.
What if they're winning by a lot?
Then come on by. but it's going to be an amazing event. I've been working with Tony Robbins, you know, one of Tony Robbins' 7 ambassadors, Scott Goss. He's a local ambassador for Tony Robbins. He was gracious enough to let me come and open for him at a seminar I did a few months ago. He then invited me to a real estate firm up in Wesley Chapel to be a part of what he does. And what's great about Tony Robbins, if you know anything about Tony Robbins and the business mastery.
Don't look at me.
Was first, what he does initially is the first night of his retreats, he makes people walk on fire. He has them walk on coals. And people get there and they're like, there's no way I'm doing that. I'm not doing that. There's no way. People literally will panic and walk out. And then their people corral them and say, hey, look, you don't have to do it, but just watch it. Stay for the event. See people go through it. And then when you see people achieve something you didn't think was possible, or even better, when you see somebody that you think you're better than, and then you see them achieve it, and you're like, well, if he did it, then I can do it. And, oh, if Steve can do it, then I can certainly do it. But then once you go through it, you feel invincible.
Isn't that a follower attitude, though?
A little bit, yeah, because it's inclusion. And it's you know, in the people, the motivation of doing it together. I can tell you this.
Do you think, hold on a second, you know, I'm going to be the negative guy.
Yeah, I'll be it.
You know, I know that you're going to love this. Could you foresee me ever saying that?
Saying what?
Oh, well, he did it, so I can do it.
I think if...
I would never say that.
No, but I think if you came for the 32-degree barrel, and you're like, there's no way, I'm not doing it. Because, you know, what makes that work is you're overcoming fear.
Oh, I get
and
it.
People have extreme fear when it comes to heat or ice.
I get it.
It's thermal regulation and the core body temperature. So when people have the same fear and anxiety, like, there's no way I'm doing it. I don't like cold water. I don't do cold showers. If you see everybody else do it, and you're the last man standing,
zero.
You don't think you're going to get in that water?
Zero.
Absolutely you will.
Absolutely.
And then when you get out of it, the endorphin spike, the dopamine spike, you're going to feel invincible. Like, literally, you could accomplish anything in the world.
I get all of that. And I'm not saying that I would or wouldn't do. Like, I would never do the Coles. Never.
Never?
Never.
You would if you were at the retreat.
Never.
I would guarantee you.
I'll bet you money. I'll bet you all the money you want.
I bet. If we do Tony Robbins, the power of persuasion, power of inclusion, the power of support and moral support, like from the crowd.
Zero. Zero. Zero.
I mean, look, we talked to Hulk Hogan. He had just taken a job at a bank in Dale Mabry. And he did his first wrestling show. And when he went out, he heard the roar of the crowd.
Right, I get it.
And for him, that was it. There was nothing. You could never duplicate that in the real world.
I get all that. What I'm saying is I could never be talked into doing something that I don't want to do. I could never, just because a whole bunch of people that I don't give a rat's ass about, as well as some people that I do care about. You think I care if you walk on coals? Do you think you walking on coals would make me want to do it? Seriously.
I think if you saw everybody
Zero.
Else, yeah, of course you would do it.
Zero.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If you're doing something against your will, if you're forced to do so, it's like staying on a battleship for 48 hours and not be able to get off. If you're forced against your will and you can't do it versus you purposely put your body through that extreme measure for health benefit, for mental focus, for clarity, it absolutely changes the outcome.
I get all of that. And I'm not saying that I would never walk on coals. Zero. Never. I could go and sit through all of your stuff, all of Tony's stuff. I could never say, oh, 42 people did it in front of me. I can do this now. Because I don't care if you all people did it. I'm just being honest with you.
So, the airplane thing, I mean, when you went with Greg Jackson, like, you know, you were going to go through the jumping out of an airplane.
Right.
Right. I mean,
had nothing to do with
that. So what was the motivation to jump out of an airplane? A perfectly good plane with a good engine. What was the motivation to jump out of an airplane?
To experience it.
Okay. So why wouldn't you do that with a hot coal or an ice bath?
I don't want to experience walking on hot coals.
You've never done it.
Ice bath I may do.
You've never jumped out of a plane, but you were motivated to do something new, to try something new. Because what if you do it and you feel enlightened? You're like, you feel invincible. And that's why Tony's program is so remarkable, because once you overcome something you didn't think you would do or didn't think you could do, then you feel like the sky's the limit, like anything is possible.
I don't know, and I'm not trying to.
And that's what 3 days of like the business 101.
I'm not trying to dump on your thing.
But that's what makes this so successful, because it gets people to do something they didn't think they were capable of or couldn't do.
I don't see any reason to walk on hot coals.
To overcome with fear, to try a new experience, to enlighten yourself.
And look, ice bath, I'll do the ice bath.
And you can do, and look, have you ever done a triathlon? Have you ever raced or done anything competitive, like a 5K?
Yes, I've done competitive things.
So when you but when you do a 5K or a triathlon, let's say it's Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and you cross that finish line and you're spent. I mean, your legs are jello and the endorphins are flowing and you feel like you could accomplish anything you ever set your mind to, right?
Yep.
And then you grab your phone and you call your best friend, your family, your kids. You're like, to tell them this amazing experience you just have. And guess what? They're asleep. Like, they're still hungover from the night before. The phone goes to voicemail. And so what you end up doing is you end up in the party tent afterwards drinking a Mick Ultra and having a sandwich donated by Publix, because they're usually the race sponsor. And you're only able to share that life experience with the people that are in that moment and to just experience the same thing you did. So the fire coal for Tony's event or the ice plunge for my event, it's the same thing. It's all about the inclusion. And then guess what? You're a part of a community that very few people understand, that very people have access to, and that holds a different value for your friendship and for your circle of friends.
I don't need friendship. I don't need a circle of friends. I'll do the ice plunge.
Okay.
I'll do that. I will never walk on coals.
Well, don't say never, but we may have to modify this event to bring some coals in. We have a fireplace. We actually have fire coals. So maybe we'll add a coal challenge. I don't want to copy Tony. I created my own content. But look, bodybuilding.
You have a better chance of me showing up at yours than Tony Robbins. How's that?
Well, I'm going to invite Tony. But the bodybuilding world.
Not DJ Tony.
No, but bodybuilding in itself is a traumatic experience. You're being judged on your flaws. Nobody's going up there talking about, oh, man, look how nice your biceps are, bro. Like, nope, there's no compliments in bodybuilding. It's all competitive. You're trying to win. You're naked on stage in front of a strangers in an auditorium. All the lights are on you, and you're only judged on your flaws and your weak points. And so it's a very traumatic experience. But I can tell you from firsthand experience, the camaraderie that is built behind the curtain, the forging of friendship, because everybody's gone through that same life experience together, is so powerful that it connects you for life. And there's a mutual respect when you meet somebody that's ever competed or stepped on stage.
No, I agree.
That is the same in combat sports. Yep. These guys talk trash to build up hype. But once they go through battle, once they go to war.
Hey. You know, hold on a second. I was feeling bad that I was arguing with you, even though it was honest feelings. Now, because you use that, I don't care. Now I'm going full force. Derek Carr was just benched, by the way, by the Raiders.
Really?
Yeah.
But
he ain't walking on coals.
But that's what this is. This is about community. It's about building camaraderie. It's about helping people stay accountable to their New Year's resolutions, because we all know that people are habitual habiters, right? So if you do something for 21 days consecutively, it tends to lead to a new habit. I invented the 30-day pizza diet because it was long enough to establish new eating habits of consistency and moderation. Most people, I would say,
I could have swore you told me half an hour ago, this is like a 3 or 4 minute spiel you were going to talk about.
Well, you said 20 minutes, and I was like, there's no way I need that much time. But now I do.
You're over it.
Because now I'm motivated and I'm fired up. And the reason that people fail in their New Year's resolution, especially when it comes to weight goals, is because they haven't been with their friends and family since the holidays. They've cleaned out their cabinet of all the things that they love on January 1st. They start working out. The gyms are packed.
Who does that?
People clean out all the junk food, all the things they love.
I guarantee you I'll have as many Reese's in the refrigerator on Tuesday.
Then the 2 weeks in, they go back to the grocery store. Half the stuff makes it back in the cart from the first shopping trip of the year. Then by the time the Super Bowl hits, they already realize that they're not getting results. They've paid all this money to a gym and to a trainer, and they're getting beat in the ground. They're going through this extreme pain. They're getting the anxiety build up every week. They end up calling off or blowing off the trainer, not showing up to the gym. That's why they get their money up front, right? And then the Super Bowl hits, and it's the first day that all the foods that they restricted themselves of loving, burgers and wings and pizza and chips and alcohol, are all on the same table. They indulge. They go crazy. They binge eat. They eat like kings. The next day, they wake up emotionally defeated. They throw in the towel, and they're like, I wasn't disciplined. I wasn't strong enough. I wasn't focused. And they say, you know what? I'm not getting the results that I thought I would anyway. And they throw in the towel, and they go back to the same lifestyle they had the year before, and the year before, the year before. So we're going to break that cycle, and we're going to change lives.
Come out on Sunday and break the cycle.
It's from 2 to 4 here. It's free. Costs you nothing.
Nothing.
And bring your friend. Bring anyone. Open to everybody. That's it. And,
awesome.
And so and the only thing required, bring a bath towel or a beach towel, swimwear, or a UV protectant, you know, like fishing shirt or something, if you don't want to, you know, take off your shirt in front of strangers. If you're dealing with self-conscious issues, bring something that's waterproof, that's, you know.
Was that directed to me or just
not
other fat
just
people?
Just you. I was just looking at
just
you.
Just other fat people as well.
But
I
look,
don't care. I'll take my shirt off in front of anybody.
But if we've learned anything this year, like, mental health is obviously on the forefront. This is helping people establish self-confidence and helping them use the same techniques that I've used to
build
my own compliments, my own confidence from within.
I compliment you on all that.
Thank you. So, because this is the life that I've built for myself. It wasn't a life I was given genetically.
I know, because you were born a fish.
Well, I was born without lungs. I was a tadpole from a young age. I grew up in an aquarium. Nemo was my best friend. Dory lost my house address. I couldn't find out where I live. Oh, so I came to St. Pete.
Your contract has just been renewed because that was good.
No, but the reality of it is, genetically speaking, I didn't have like the same upbringing. I was
tadpole.
Born ill.
He was a freaking tadpole.
I was born skinny. I had to build the physique that I have now that made me a champion. I had to learn how to set goals and create action steps to achieve them. And the same thing that I've done for myself, I can do for others. And that's what my passion is. That's what my goals are. Other than bringing comedic relief to this show and anchoring this program to where I will never leave.
You have held this show down a long time.
And that's why
time.
The photo for me in the Bahamas was in front of the Norwegian Encore. And it was a picture of an anchor and my two daughters. And it was just symbolic of how I've kept this show exactly where it is. So when I got back from my tour on the open seas in the Navy, that I had something to return to.
Yep. I have to say, you have held this show down.
Right here.
We can't move on and move up as long as you're holding us down.
but no, Sunday, 2 to 4, here at 170 47th Avenue Northeast, St. Pete, Florida, at the Racquet Club. It'll be a life-changing event, I promise you. It will. You'll have new profound perspective on life and eating and nutrition and just how to survive and be in the real world.
And it'll be a change of life Sunday out at Raymond James as well.
It'll be definitely a change of life if Brady loses and gave up his family in the process.
You know, do you really believe, and I can't believe you took 28 minutes on that, and now we have 4 minutes to respond to that stupidity. Do you really believe that's what broke them up?
I mean, we don't know what his motivation was.
But I'm saying there had to have been other things going on.
Because maybe his motivation was legacy, that he wanted to have the
most accomplishments
in the NFL.
He already has all that. What I'm saying is anybody who believes their marriage was perfect, then he retires, it's perfect. 6 weeks later, he says, you know what? I have the itch. I want to go back. Now they're divorced.
Well, I think we all can relate. Well, not relate.
Well,
I can't. But look, on the pro sports, the reason their contracts are so big, not only is it because of the physical wear and tear on the body and the demand and all, like the time away from family, from kids,
the
traveling,
the question.
On the road.
Answer the question.
I think it was an ultimatum. I think it was.
I'm not saying any of that's not true. I'm not saying, and we were not there. I'm not saying that she didn't say, if you go back, we're done, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is, I don't think their marriage was perfect.
No, of course not.
Up until.
No marriage is perfect.
Mine is.
Yeah, I don't.
At least I think it is. Well, I don't know about my wife's side.
Yeah.
She may have different views, especially after last night, the car getting hit. I think it's perfect. I truly do. And if there was issues, I would know about it, I would think. So I'm saying that might be the final straw that caused the divorce.
For sure.
So I'm not saying they didn't get divorced because of that.
No, but I can tell you from being married to a Brazilian woman, I know that family and in the Latin culture, family is everything.
Yeah, but she says that she'll stay married to you if you stay away.
Right, right. My wife is a little different.
Right.
Yeah, she's.
Right.
But you know, we did celebrate our 18th wedding anniversary on the boat, on the cruise last week on the 21st. So, congrats to my wife for making it another year.
Congrats to her for sure.
For sticking it out.
How she does it.
She's a beast.
I don't know. And she rips me for ripping you, but she never hears when you rip me.
I think it's tough. You know, I think certain cultures, you know, family is everything. And I think finally she's just said, look, you need to be present and in time with the kids and home and not on the road and practices. And so I think it was probably.
I'm not saying that wasn't the final. I'm just saying it wasn't perfect. It wasn't. If he would have stayed retired, I don't think they would have still stayed together because this might have just been the final straw.
Right.
Not the only straw.
Yeah, we don't know.
Well, we don't know.
We'll never know.
We will never know. So, will the Bucks beat Carolina on Sunday?
I hope so.
I didn't ask you hope. Of course, we all hope.
I mean, it depends on if they can get Caleb to come and play offensive line. We get a couple other guys.
We can't get Caleb here.
Well, he's out of town. He's on vacation.
Well,
he's in the off season.
All right, get your hands off of my Josh Gosh Bagosh shirt. That's going back with me.
I like how offensive it is, and I'm down to keep it. Whatever happened to Josh Koscheck? He's still coaching?
I don't know what he's doing since he retired, the R word.
He was a big name in the UFC.
Yeah, he had that big swat on his head after fighting Anderson, right?
No, no, no. Yeah.
Remember, there was one fight he got. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. GSP. It was GSP.
I liked him. He was a good fighter.
Oh, he was a great guy.
Yeah.
I was with him in Houston when he left after he got pushed off the stage, and he was leaving because he was told he was getting fined. He got pushed, and the commission was going to fine him.
Wow.
That's because they were idiots, too, and they didn't see, and, you know, they better heads, cooler heads. No, Josh was cool. Everybody's cool. Everybody is cool. Anybody who can get in an ice bath is cool.
Yeah.
Or cold.
We're actually going to get hot in the ice bath. Your core body temperature heats up while you're in cold water, so it makes it more thermogenic, and you burn more brown fat.
All right. Since you admitted you were born a tadpole, your contract has been extended.
Sweet.
I will keep you at least until the week before the Super Bowl, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do the second week of February.
Sounds like a fair deal to me.
Hopefully we'll have some details coming to that very, very soon. Want to wish everybody a very happy, happy new year. And anything you got?
See everybody Sunday, 2 to 4 right here.
See everybody next week. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Now the dude's so fucking, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Stank. Come along and ride on a fantastic voyage. I'm the captain of this vessel.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.